Washington Irving. What do I know that name? And what's he got to do with Christmas? Find out on tonight's Happy Mess of Holiday Special. Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Happy Mastiff Outdoor Studio. It's a very special Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. And you know, it's Christmas time. When it's Christmas time, I like to visit with my friends. So I'd like you to meet my good friend, Mr. John with no H. How you doing, John with no H?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So, John with no H, what happened to your H? Were you born with an H and you lost it?
I don't like to talk about my H.
Oh, I apologize. I don't mean to offend my guests. Maybe we can talk about it in private later.
I don't think so.
Okay. So what brings you here tonight, John with no H?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my favorite holiday.
What's your favorite holiday? I know what mine is. It's Christmas.
Is it?
It is.
Well, let's talk about that one instead.
All right, Mr. John with no H.
Well, I just wanted to know what you think about Santa Claus using a sleigh. Why is that important?
Well, he lives in cold climates with lots of snow, and sleigh's superior for crossing the snow to wheels or just dragging around on foot.
Well,
I've tried it.
I agree with you, but I feel like Santa should be able to skate.
Santa should be able to skate.
Everywhere he wants to go.
That sounds all kinds of fancy, John with no H.
Right?
I love it. How did you come about this idea?
Well, I was just thinking, if he had magic skates, then he wouldn't have to, like, deal with fog and Rudolph. I mean...
Well, Rudolph's a good old buddy of old Saint Nick.
Well...
I don't know if I want to do away with... What if Rudolph got some skates, too?
But Rudolph wasn't originally his friend. He was only his friend once he proved to be useful.
Speaking of things we don't like to talk about, I don't like to talk about that ugly episode where he kind of mistreated Rudolph when he was born.
No.
But, like you said, he proved himself, and they grew to love each other.
Well, I think that love should be given, not grown to. But regardless, when Santa flies, how do you think he flies in that sleigh?
I just thought the reindeer flew.
Well, the reindeer do fly, but if the sleigh didn't fly, he'd be dragging it like an anchor.
My gosh, John with no H, this is enlightening.
So there's got to be some sort of magical force over the sleigh itself and the reindeer.
Magical force.
Absolutely a magical force.
That sounds amazing. What do you think that magical force might be, John with no H?
Well, I'd love to tell you, but I don't know, but I bet I can tell you who does know.
Let's hear it.
Washington Irving.
Washington Irving.
That's right, Washington Irving. Don't you think so?
I think I met that guy.
Really?
About 3 years ago.
Well, he's been dead for a while.
Nah. You're thinking of a different Washington Irving.
I'm thinking of my Washington Irving.
Tell me about that Washington Irving.
Well, that Washington Irving, well, he drew the first Santa Claus flying in his sleigh in 1819.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, he had obviously been doing it for years, but I guess Washington Irving was the first one to see it that had artistic skills. So he drew the first one.
And documented it.
Absolutely.
For the rest of us to see and to know.
Yes, I agree. Do you know what else he drew?
I don't.
He was the first one that dreamt up the Headless Horseman.
That's terrifying, John with no H.
Well, I'm just glad that Santa's...
So there are horses with no heads?
Well, at least the reindeers have heads. Rudolph wouldn't have been so good. Where do you think that red bulb would have been?
Ooh. I don't want to think about it anymore, John with no H.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Is that how you're ending your discussion? Well, you know, in every holiday special, I like to do a special song. Would you like to stick around for that special song?
I think I would. Would you like to?
John H. told us scary things. John H. told us scary things. John H. told us scary things, but it was kind of about Christmas. That's a beautiful song. That's a beautiful song. I'd like to know who wrote that and write him a letter. Say thank you for your beautiful song.
Absolutely.
Well, we got to say goodnight.
We're running kind of long, John, with no H.
Well, the last thing I would like to say is to all those kiddos out there, when you're looking up on December 25th and you see Santa, question whether it's the Headless Horseman.
Ooh. I agree. It's for our safety.
I think they bring presents, too. To the naughty list.
We'll save that for another show. I want to know what kind of presents. Okay, well, folks, it's time to end with that Happy Mastiff theme song. This was a really long show tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. From our outdoor studio, good night, folks.